We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mick Mixon, the longtime play-by-play voice on the Panthers radio network, joining us now. And Mick, it's always good to catch a couple of minutes with you. How difficult is it to see this week for the Panthers, after winning three games in a row, now drop these back-to-back, really difficult battles inside the division?
It was tough, Amy. It's great being on your show. I talked to my wife after the game, and I told her I was had an interview. She said, "Who are you talking to this late?" And I said, she thought it was some podunk, you know, just a little mom and pop show down south here. And I said, no, this is Amy Lawrence. And when Amy calls, we snap to attention. So she said, okay, tell her hello.
Hello.
But yeah, this is, it was tough, Amy. You know, the Panthers have forced, I think defensively, the Panthers have forced one punt in the last two games. The Saints didn't punt at all. The Falcons punted once on this evening. And, but really the story of the game was, I thought anyway, was on the other side. The Panthers just could not figure out. Carolina had really no answer for the pressure package, the blitzing that Atlanta brought to the fray tonight. So it hurts. I work for the Carolina Panthers, so it hurts to give credit to the greatly despised Atlanta Falcons, but they had a good plan in for tonight, I thought.
Certainly seemed like the offense was clicking early, the two Curtis Samuel touchdowns, and Bridgewater looked like he was in command and control even before he went out. Where did you see it change?
It just looked to me like the pocket was not clean. Even when the Panthers were able to complete some stuff underneath, Atlanta rallied up and tackled it. There were a few big moments and big plays in the game, but Teddy Bridgewater was just having to dodge and fake and navigate in the pocket and try to slot to throwing lanes. He had people pawing at him and just all around him. It was very soupy in the pocket. So I think that was one thing. You know, and Mike Davis wasn't able to really get off in the run game.
Mm.
And, Amy, the excuses that Carolina needs are everywhere. They're all around. Injured players, Christian McCaffrey not back yet. And I could take up half your show, which I won't do. But Matt Rhule, this is what Matt Rhule believes stridently in. He will not make excuses. He will not allow them to be made for his teams. And so he'll just look at this and say, okay, Carolina's going to, somehow or another, the Panthers are going to get better from what happened tonight.
It's an interesting debate that I heard about the Panthers recently. Are they rebuilding or are they a team that expects to contend? Where does Coach Rhule fall on that?
That's a fantastic question. That's what's unique is outside the building, I've had people whack me on the back and say, oh, Mick, you know, great, gradually, you know, it's like I actually did anything, which I haven't. But, you know, they say, oh, these win, you know, three wins already and exceeded expectations. But you try taking that inside the building and people look at you like you got COVID or they don't even want to talk to you. It's the Panthers players believe they should be better than three. There have been four. 3-5, Amy. There have been four of the five losses where Carolina had the ball late with a chance to go tie it or go win. And so this team feels like it should be right there in the mix.
When you think about the way that they played those three wins in a row, and it certainly a lot of excitement, and that was even without Christian McCaffrey in the lineup, when the Panthers are their best selves, I'll use something that lots of people like to use, when the Panthers are their best selves, what does that look like?
Yeah, we got to try to be the best version of ourselves. COVID era hadn't taught us anything. It's I guess we got to go work on ourselves. Well, here it is in a crucible. Low turnovers, low penalties, crisp, efficient use of the play clock. Joe Brady's offense can vary the tempo, personnel groupings, shifts, motions, direction, misdirection. When the Panthers are the best version of themselves, this offense is a handful. A lot of weapons. Teddy, two-glove Teddy, he's accurate. And the receiving core is pretty deep and talented.
Mick Mixon is fresh off Thursday night football. An 8-point loss to the Atlanta Falcons in Charlotte. It's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. The defense for so long has had star players, and it's been known for not just that front seven, but for its fierce, physical, aggressive nature. So it's a little different now. There aren't the same big names. A lot of them have moved on, even some retired. But how do you like what the defense has done to this point, which essentially is halfway through the season for the Panthers?
It's hard for me to compliment it and sound like I got half a brain because of what happened to the Panthers tonight. Atlanta scored on their first, I think, six of their first seven possessions. They were able to move the ball. But in a lot of ways, Amy, it wasn't a fair fight. I mean, the Panthers, if you didn't know Atlanta had been glass-jawed in some games, if you did not know they were 1-6, you'd look out there. If you had just come down there, down here from your show and you didn't know, or from a mission trip or whatever, like you do, and you didn't know any of this, you'd think, this isn't a fair fight. You got Julio Jones, you got Matt Ryan, you got Todd Gurley against, at one point, it almost looked like a collection of the Baylor and the Temple all-star teams. So many Panthers have been injured and dinged up, but Matt Rhule, Phil Snow, I mean, these guys are doing the best they can to sub in and put up some resistance. So I can't even remember what your question was
defense.
Now at this point.
Defense.
Yeah, it's there's just so many. The Panthers went all rookie in the defensive draft class. For those who don't know, Carolina went 7-for-7. I think that Panther fans will look back on tonight and games like tonight and say, this was necessary. You had to learn. Only way to really learn, you couldn't learn how to do your show by reading it in a book or by taking some journalism classes, right? You had to get on the air. You had to take calls. You had to do interviews. You had to, you cannot short sheet that bed. And I think this will be some painful growth, but a growth experience tonight for the Panther defense.
Yes, there is no shortcut to experience. I say that a lot. I can imagine, though, if I'm Coach Rhule, the youth doesn't bother me as much because, as you say, they have to get out there and do it. But the penalties would drive me crazy as a head coach. The ones that are about lack of discipline or just not doing your job correctly.
Oh, those get Coach Rhule mad as a wet hen on the sideline. I mean, he just can't take it. He doesn't mind the penalties of aggression. He'll take the unnecessary roughness and a few of those. But the simple five, some pre-snap stuff, and there were a couple penalties against Atlanta tonight that were just daggers where the Panthers had sacked Matt Ryan on third down. But, away from the play, there's illegal contact, there's defensive holding. You don't need to prop Atlanta's world up. They got the delicate psyche, the fragile id, the sub-id, the chi, and all that. But the Panthers, unfortunately, did that a couple times tonight.
I like the fact that there's still a rivalry there. Even though these two teams are going through, I want to say completely down years, but they've been full of adversity, and yet that rivalry still exists big time, huh?
Oh, of course. I'm not. I'm 62 years old. I'm not I'm not above taking pleasure at the misery of others, particularly when the others are the Atlanta Falcons, and it's just fun. Don't take what I say too seriously. But it is, you know, they're right down I-85. Atlanta's about a 4-3.5 hour drive from Charlotte, and it's fun. It's fun to compete against them.
Does that also extend to the other teams in the NFC South, or is it specific to the Falcons?
Well, it depends on who we're playing. If we're playing the New Orleans Saints, then it extends to them. Who believes that Drew Brees and Sean Payton have had this two-step going for this long? They're
right.
Great friends. They grill out at each other's houses. It's changed. That combination has changed the way Carolina and Atlanta and Tampa Bay have drafted defensive players. I mean, you gotta adjust to what they're able to do on offense, or else they run you into a headache twice a year.
It's still weird, though, to see Brady in a Bucs uniform, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, it is. What do you think? How's the Antonio Brown thing going to go? Because a diva, a diva wide receiver added to a team that's already humming, that can fragment a locker room faster than anything.
I'm thinking he might. Now, this could be totally the dumbest thing I've ever said, but I'm thinking he might be on his best behavior, considering it's been 2 years since he played, and maybe he really does understand that this could be his last shot. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. It's why we love pro football, isn't it?
Yes. Mick Mixon on the Carolina Panthers radio network just finished off Thursday Night Football. Okay, so let's end on a high note, though, just because when you think about essentially being halfway through the season, what are the bright spots? What would you say are the positives, the silver linings to the Panthers cloud?
I'll tell you exactly. As a human being, to have a healthy life, you have to risk believing in someone else. And trust, unlike love, is not blind. It's earned through actions. And without trust, no relationship can prosper. If I had to say one word that has described the Matt Rhule coaching era at Carolina so far, it is trust. It's trust in the process. It's trust in the players trusting in their coaching. It's a belief that Matt Rhule has fostered in the third team versus the second team versus the first team that they're all listened to. They're all of value, and they're all going to play. And it's a trust that the fan base is building that this Panther team, even though it's young and it's growing, it's going to give everything they have to give every second of every game, every time out. And that's possible to love a team that doesn't win every week. If you feel like that team is selling out for you, I got chills. I just about got tears in my eyes right now trying to articulate this to you because it's been phenomenal to see the buy-in that Matt Rhule and his staff have achieved. Something special is brewing in the Carolinas, and it may take a year or two, but there's going to be a F5 funnel cloud raking over the NFC South here in a few years. And just remember that your staff meteorologist, your humble correspondent, your friend Mick, told you all about it on the Amy Lawrence Show.
I do like that answer. That's fantastic. So that's what will get fans to stick, players to stick, when they win three and then they lose three, and it's a bit of a roller coaster ride because they know that better times are coming. Mick Mixon, it's always good to talk to you. Make sure you tell your wife thank you, that we appreciate her allowing you to do this radio interview late at night.
Yeah, my little shorty, she's quality. She's waving at you.
Oh, nice. Well, you be safe, and we will talk to you again soon, but thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
Appreciate you, Amy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.